This is Holy Scrap, the Scrapbooking Podcast, episode number one for January 29th, 2006. Coming up on today's show, an introduction to me, podcast administrative notes, scrapbooking industry news, and an interview with Boxer Scrapbooks, all coming up on today's show. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the premiere episode for Holy Scrap, the Scrapbooking Podcast, where we help you get the most out of your scrapbooking hobby. We'll talk about tips and techniques and give you lots of ideas and interviews that will help you add meaning and fun to the hobby you already love, scrapbooking. I'm your host, Angie Peterson. You'll learn a little bit more about me later. Right now, if you have questions or comments about the show, I would love it if you would email me at angie@onescrappysite.com. That's onescrappysite.com. And put something podcasty in the subject line, okay? So I know that that's what it's about. I'd love to receive audio comments to play back on future shows. You can record your own audio comment in an MP3 format using something like Audacity, which is what I use, which is a free audio program. Once you record that audio comment in MP3, you can attach it to an email and then send it to me, and then I can use it, which would be way cool. Be sure to check out the podcast category of my blog, which you can find at angiepeterson.typepad.com. And you spell that A-N-G-I-E-P-E-D as in David, E-R-S-E-N. You can also check out the homepage of onescrappysite.com, and that's where I will post notes about podcasts that I do, either pointing you to where they are or the actual show notes or whatever. So, now on to the introduction to me. As I said, I'm Angie Peterson. Some of you may know me from various venues. I'm the author of the Book of Me series of books, which was The Book of Me, which came out in 2002, Growing Up Me, which came out in 2004, and The Book of Us, which came out in 2005. I also run onescrappysite.com, which is known primarily for its font collection and its tutorial on how to download fonts, download and install and use fonts. I also run scrapyourstories.com, which is the website for my books. And more recently, you may not have heard of me for this, but I have started doing marketing consulting for the scrapbooking industry, writing press releases and helping people bring traffic to their websites and things like that. So, I'm also the editor of the SB Industry News, SB standing for Scrapbook, so the Scrapbook Industry News blog, which you can find at angiepeterson.typepad.com/SB_industry_news. I've taught classes based on my books all over the United States, including all the major trade shows like CHA and ACCI and Memory Trends. I've also taught at CKU, Great American Scrapbook Convention, Memories Expos, and many local scrapbooking stores. I'm the mother of two fabulous kids, an 11-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl, and married to the most perfect guy for me for 13 years. We live in a suburb of Kansas City where I grew up, and then I went to college and we came back, and so I'm still in Kansas City. Love Kansas City. And that's a quick summary of me. If you want to know a little bit more in depth, you can read my official bio at my book website at scrapyourstories.com/angiebio.htm. And I will include a link to that in the show notes. And the show notes, I'm not sure where I'm going to post them yet. They'll be on my blog on the blog of me at angiepeterson.typepad.com, or at least a link to where you can find them. I'm still trying to figure out where I'm going to host everything. But there it is. Okay. And now on to some industry news. Right now in the scrapbooking industry, it is all about CHA, which stands for the Craft and Hobby Association. And CHA is hosting the biggest trade show of the year right now in Las Vegas. It runs for 4 or 5 days, I think. The classes started on Sunday, and they'll run through Wednesday or Thursday, I think. And this major trade show is where most manufacturers will debut most of their new product, and we consumers get an idea of what all the hottest products and trends will be for the coming year. So a lot of the industry news right now has to do with the new products that are debuting at the show. As I mentioned, I post press releases and little tidbits and news bites about new things that are what's going on in the scrapbooking industry, and I post that on my SB Industry News blog, as I mentioned. Some things that I posted recently on the scrapbooking industry news. There's a company called Two Chicks Designs, and they are going to unveil a line of scrapbooking shirts at CHA. They have been doing quilting shirts, t-shirts, with sayings having to do with quilting, but now they are moving into scrapbooking, and so they've got some cute t-shirts. One of which is called Holy Scrap, which gave me the idea for the name of this podcast. So props up to Two Chicks Designs. Sounds funny for me to say props up, but, you know, kudos to them for a great t-shirt. Okay. You can see their website, the designs that they have at their website at www.twochicksdesigns.com. More news. Moments Defined is introducing two very hot embellishment items. They have paired up with Prima Flowers to create flower embellishments that go exactly, that coordinate exactly with their papers, and they also have Moments Defined crystals, which coordinate with their paper ribbons and stickers. The blossoms are color coordinated to match the current Awakenings Anticipation and Expectation lines, and they will be packaged in trendy square tin containers with a clear top, with an assortment of 4 colors and 2 sizes of blossoms. The crystals will also come in assortments and will contain 5 colors and 3 sizes. And they can also coordinate with Basil cardstock, which is very cool. Karen Foster is introducing new paper, stickers, rub-ons, die-cut tags, all having to do with summer fun. And the new summer fun collection consists of water park, swimming, petting zoo, camping, amusement park, picnic, family reunion, golf, racing, baseball, and softball. And other themes outside of their summer fun line is Easter, St. Patrick's Day, birthday, my legacy, anniversary, friendship, driving, moving, and love to dance, specifically tap and jazz. So those are the themes. They've got new 12 by 12 inch die cut tags, 12 by 12 inch rub-ons, and a whimsy fun font rub-on. I've got a image of that whimsy rub-on on the SB Industry News blog at angiepeterson.typepad.com/SB_industry_news. They've got new embellishments in color combinations such as wild berry, citrus, cotton candy, and earthy. And those colors will be available for the new embellishments, the square and round biggie brads, the lacing brads, the boot loopy brads, and jumbo eyelets. Karen Foster is also coming out with a number of organizational products to help, well, with organizing. They are adding new colors to the seat case, which is kind of like a rolling cart that is sturdy enough for you to sit on, which can be handy in some cropping situations. They are introducing the Page Keeper and the Snap and Scrap boxes in red, ocean blue, willow, and purple. So, and their new paper lines will be available in February. Sony has just come out, is unveiling at CHA a new digital scrapbooking software for the picture stations kiosks. Those things that, you know, like at Walmart where you can print out your pictures. Well, they are offering a software package on those machines of 35 pre-designed layouts for both 8x8 and 8x10 scrapbook pages. And what is very cool is they worked with Shabby Princess of shabbyprincess.com and Creative Snaps to design these. So they worked with actual digital designers to come out with this software. So that could be pretty cool. I think I would like to go check that out and see what that is about. Glue Arts is unveiling a new adhesive product called Crop and Glue, specifically manufactured for the scrapbooking and craft industry using state-of-the-art 21st century technology. And it says, the press release that I got said that the new product line is a result of input from the scrapbooking community and answers their desire to have a one-fits-all approach to their adhesive needs. With their innovative and compact pouch container that slips easily into the pocket or scrapbook bag, the Crop and Glue pouch will replace the bulky and awkward carrying cases and boxes scrapbookers currently use to carry all their glue products to crops. It will initially be sold exclusively through the nationwide network of independent scrapbooking stores. The adhesive will work on any type or quality of paper or cardstock, as well as any form of embellishment: wood, plastic, metal, glass, and smooth or corrugated cardstocks. Very interesting. So, and Create and Treasure, also known as CNT Publishing, has added a number of books and products to their popular ready-to-go blank board books line. They have two additional shapes, accordion and tag. They also have some new idea books, it looks like. Digital Delights for Scrapbooking by Sue Martin, which will be available next month in February. This book features tips and tricks to take the best photos yet and use them in a one-of-a-kind scrapbook page. Over 30 easy techniques for photos and phrases. Scrap Your Stuff by Jan Mollett Evans. Jan and 27 talented scrapbook artists help sort, sift, and select treasures to create amazing pages. Includes 28 projects to celebrate all those special memories. Card Art by Susan Terry includes over 50 original card designs and a dozen gift tags to combine papercraft with fabric. And the last idea book they offer is Unforgettable Invitations by Melissa Collette Giles, and that will be available in May 2006. And you can use that idea book to make handmade unique invitations and announcements, and it includes full-size pattern templates. And that about wraps up the industry news for right now. Up next is an interview with Angie Warhurst, co-owner of Boxer Scrapbook Productions and a close personal friend of mine. Holy Scrap will be back after this short break.
Get the picture. I am someone who is never satisfied.
Today we have with us Angie Warhurst, who is the owner of Boxer Scrapbooks, a distribution company that started in 2001. And we'll get a little bit more detail about what her company does as we get into the interview. But so Angie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your hobby that is a business. We've known each other, obviously, for a few years now, and I knew you even before there was a Boxer Scrapbooks. But honestly, I don't know why you decided to start the company, and you started it when, in 2001?
August of 2001.
Okay.
Was when we created our first product. And the reason Boxer actually started was one of my friends and I were teaching a class at a local scrapbook store here in the Portland area, and we were actually teaching a calendar class over a five-week period where students got to pick between two layouts for each month, and she and I had to come up with a total of 24 layouts in a five-week period. And teaching that is just, it's hard enough to come up with a class concept, but when you have to come up with 24 layouts,
wow,
it made it really difficult. And they were 12 by 12.
Oh!
And, yeah.
You overachiever.
And I, at some point in about the second week of planning and trying to get everything, and we were making kits for these, and it was just a lot of work, I said, man, this would just be a lot easier if we could tell people to photocopy their layouts at 50% and slap them on a 6x6 calendar.
Right.
But at that time, we couldn't find a 6x6 calendar available. Had a friend who was a printer and designed the calendar and had just literally, I think, had 100 of them printed, and was on a couple message boards with some store owners on it because I was on some with other teachers and that kind of thing, and kind of said, hey, I've got these extra calendars that we didn't sell in our classes, and if anybody wants them, I've got them available. And they sold out within a week.
Wow.
And we kind of went, okay, maybe there's actually a market here.
Right.
And that's just kind of where it started. We started with our 6x6 calendar.
All right. And then did you move into the Brads and the Eyelets? Or was that before?
Yeah, it was about 6 months later that we kept having a hard time here on the West Coast finding, you know, any place that had any kind of quantity. You know, a store would get them in, and mini Brads, and they'd be out in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Get them, yeah. Back when they were a new product.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were able to find a source for those, and we initially brought in, I remember just bringing in very little quantity, I didn't think they'd sell, and they were sold within 24 hours of me doing some marketing. And so, you know, then we just kind of expanded that line, and the eyelets, and then the whole shaped eyelet thing came along, and
mm-hmm.
We just were distributing that stuff for a while, and until we got big enough to where we could actually manufacture our own products and our paper lines and that sort of thing.
So you moved from the distribution to creating your own product.
Right. That was actually a pretty easy transition for us, but it was well worth it. It's you know, it's a lot better having your own brand.
Well, sure. Yeah, and I would assume it's a lot more control over quality and things, too.
Absolutely. That's our biggest thing. And we actually try to have as much product as we possibly can made in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We're a pretty big USA family. You know, we want to promote the economy both on the manufacturing end and on our end as far as, you know, the money we make, we want to put it back into the local economy or at least the U.S. economy, and then that also then helps our retailers, too, that work with us.
Sure. That's awesome to hear. So how are those, when did those paper lines come out? When was that? The first ones, the pet lines, the
yes,
dog?
The Harley's Pals pet line came out at Dallas CHA, which would have been 2004.
Uh-huh. God, has it been that long?
Yeah,
wow.
It's been that long, and you know, most paper lines aren't reprinted by companies. They come out with it once, and once they run out of it, they're done with it. However, that line has been so popular, it's actually in its fourth printing right now.
Awesome! That's so great to hear. That's great.
It's been great. We are very proud of our pet stuff, and obviously our dedication to our pets as family members, and love sharing that around the country when we teach classes and stuff. Everybody always says, you know, so glad that somebody's really focusing on the pet aspect of the family. I mean, we do other stuff too, but obviously our company name and our logos are all about our pets. So.
Yeah, tell us about the company name and where that came from.
Well, obviously, we've always had boxer dogs in our family. I think I've had five in my lifetime now, but the first one that I had, I remember being 3 years old and running out to the swing set, and our dog had just had puppies, so I had 11 puppies and a large dog running after me when I'd run out to my swing set. And boxers have always been in our family. My great-grandfather actually had one as a C&I dog back in the 20s, And so they've just always been a part of our family. And if you're a boxer lover, you know that you will never have another kind of dog. You are just so in love with these dogs, and they're such a part of the family, and great with children, and they're just lovers. So you just, just love the dogs. And it was different than everybody else out there on the market, and we just thought it'd be fun. And the logo is actually, that was a boxer that I got my senior year in high school. We got her as a rescue dog. We usually get our boxers from rescues, and she was a rescue dog from a breeder that was ill-treating her. And she was my baby just, you know, in my last couple of years of high school and throughout my 20s, and absolutely, I miss her. We lost her a couple of years ago to old age, and she just was the greatest dog ever. I just loved her.
And so now she has a namesake in your company, basically.
Well, and she's pretty much immortalized in our logo, yeah.
Right, right.
We've talked about changing the logo a couple of times, but I absolutely can't do that to Danny. So.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, so that was CHA Dallas a couple of years ago, and we've got CHA Winter. What are you excited about for that show?
I'm excited about some new lines that we're doing. We're really going to be promoting some existing lines. We have some of our newer tins and our Canned Memories idea book. This is the book is actually finished at this point, so people will actually be able to see the book.
I'm dying to see that book. I saw just little bits of it and some of the samples that were out front at the Memory Trends show, and I just cannot wait. Tell us a little bit about that book, what's going to be in there, and how it'll help people.
Well, the book is about, I think it's 32 pages long. It's full of ideas for making albums and other keepsakes out of, mostly used in the book is the CD tins, the rectangular tins, some of the Altoid size tins, and even a couple smaller tins are in there. But it shows how to make the albums using album pages or, you know, accordion style, a bunch of different styles to use. There's also some great things for, as far as when I said keepsakes, there are some like gift card holders and just a lot of different ways to use it. Refrigerator magnets to actually make it as a frame. There's one in there that actually uses a transparency that one of our designers printed on a transparency and actually overlaid it and used the tin as a shadow box to do a bridal shower invite, and that is just gorgeous.
How wild.
Yeah, oh, it's just beautiful. There's step-by-step instructions in the book for quite a few things, from making the albums, using our templates, to even using alcohol inks and crackle mediums on the tins that are just different ways of just distressing the tins. And it really turned out phenomenally. I'm very happy with what the design team came up with for the book. I myself only have, I think, 3 tins in the book, but the design team really outdid themselves with some of the projects, and they're already bugging me to do another book of the same.
Awesome, because they've got still so many more ideas.
Well, and we've got a lot of new different tins since the book was, we were working on the book, that, you know, those sizes, some of the buckets and quarts and a couple different sizes that weren't available for use in the book. So
yeah, you've actually got quite a few
tins
available. You've got, let's see, you've got the two, you've got silver and white, the CD cases, a round CD case.
The half-gallon pails.
The pails, that was it.
We've got some quart tins, some different stuff. That's the other thing. We don't always like to just follow the trend of what's out there. And, you know, I know there are a couple other companies out on the market that have the lunch pails, although they're having a hard time getting them in stock. But we do have some round pails that I know kind of popular right now is the paint cans. But if you've ever worked with them, they're kind of difficult to work with. They're difficult to open. And we've actually got a great pail that has a nice rolled top tin that comes off very easily and just makes it, it's a little, just something different. It's not what everybody else has. And we try not to do what everybody else is doing, because if somebody's already done it well, there's no reason to,
right,
you know, do what somebody else has done and try to make it your own when you can actually do something that is your own. So
right. Well, I know that that's something that I've noticed about you and your company is when I've watched shows with you, you've got such an eye for it. You know, that would be cool. You know, we could use that. And it's something that I never would have thought of. And there you go. And you're off working your deals, and it just blows me away how well you've done and how well you've built your company. I mean, you started with the calendars and the eyelets while you were still working a full-time job, right?
I did. It took me, I believe a year before I was able finally to leave my position in corporate America, which was good timing because I found out 4 months later they eliminated that position.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually my mom, who actually co-owns the company with me, she left her job about 6 months later than I did. And this is a full-on family business. My dad works for us. He's retired, but going back to work shortly because he's tired of working with us, I think.
Well, you work him pretty hard.
We do. And, you know, it's just a family business. Every day is bring your dog to work day, and I get to work with my family every day, which is actually very rewarding. And,
you do work really well with your mom.
We do. We're such good friends, and I cherish the relationship that I have with her, and it's absolutely wonderful that she and I can just look at each other and know what each other is thinking and have mm-hmm. a good laugh or a good cry, either one.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sometimes both.
Yeah, sometimes both at the same time because we're laughing so hard, right?
Yeah.
You've been there, Angie.
Yes,
know.
I have. But, I mean, any family relationship that can survive planning for a show, living through a show, and following up after a show, that's a strong relationship right there.
It really is. I mean, there's always times where, you know, one of us just has to leave the office.
But well, sure.
For the most part, it's awesome. I love what I do, and I love coming to work every day.
That's awesome.
7 days a week. Always.
Yeah. I heard somebody talking today about being an entrepreneur is a dream job. You can work any 80 hours a week you want.
Right. And that's about right. I'd like to know where they're only working 80 hours, though.
Well, you know, that's, you know, after you retire.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get to cut back to 80 when you retire.
That's exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
So what are some of the things that we'll see in your booth? Have you changed your booth design a little bit, or?
Well, we changed it for Memory Trends. We went with a different look for Memory Trends, and we're going to stick with that for CHA.
So it worked well for you?
It worked very well. It was a lot easier for us to showcase the products and have live samples there than our old design. We still kept elements of our old design,
mm-hmm.
with the black and white grid at the top. But for the most part, it really was great. It flowed well.
Well, you had the little wire cubbies, right, that you had all the projects in, and people could look at them and see what you could do with the tins and things like that.
Right, and that display was awesome, and we got so many compliments on all the projects that our design team had done for the booth, and just the way the booth was laid out, which in and of itself is about a 2-week-long design process. Once you've actually got the booth design done, then you have to, you know, plan where every little thing goes. But this was probably the easiest booth to set up as far as planning, because I did have it all pre-planned before the show. But we're going to stick with this for CHA. We'll move things around just a little bit. We do have new product coming, so I've got to figure out where I'm going to fit that stuff in. We do tend to take some of the older stuff with us just so people can remember, oh, yeah, you were the one that had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it makes a difference because our lines are designed to all cross-coordinate and cross-merchandise very easily. And so we try to show people that, you know, even if it's a dog paper because it's brown,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't use it on a Thanksgiving page or fall pages. You know, it all is meant to work well together, and this is other ways it can be used. So that's just what we try to promote in our booth. So, yeah.
Excellent. So which of the products do you like to work with best? I mean, I know you make a lot of the samples for various things, whether for booth or for classes or whatever. What's been one of your favorite ones to work with? lately?
Lately, it's been pretty much our poker line. I'm actually quite into Texas Hold'em poker. I play in about a monthly game every month with some friends.
I could just see you.
I know.
At the game.
I was actually told the other night that I look angry when I play, and I'm like,
that's face. Concentrating. I can visualize the face entirely.
I don't want you to know when I have pocket aces. I want you to always think I have pocket aces. So, I've really enjoyed the poker line because I've made some different stuff for some of our poker parties that we've had this year. And,
oh, I saw some of those. Those were really cool.
Yeah, so we've done some different stuff with that, and I've had a lot of fun. We actually just released some more. We had tons and tons of requests for more of the small polka dot papers that we did. We did a black and white one in the poker line, and we just had a ton of requests from stores to offer that same size polka dot because it works so well for cards.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got some in the Christmas line, too, right? The red is then...
Yeah, we've got the larger polka dots in the Christmas line, but we added the small red polka dot just recently. And we also did it in the brown, orange, gray, and blue of the pet lines of the dog, cat, horse, and fish line.
Right.
So. Right. And we just added a couple new papers to the horse and fish line as well. So.
Oh, very cool. So
we're gonna add some more stuff for CHA to those lines as well.
Yeah.
Add some different, just some different things.
Would you get tired of, like, sleeping and eating? You just had to keep, you know, working?
Yeah, something like that. No, you know, you're always looking for new stuff to play with. I don't call scrapbooking anymore. It's now playing for me. Because, you know, once you get the product designed, you've spent so much time with it, it's almost work to use it. I don't know. It's very difficult to explain.
No, that's actually pretty accurate.
At some point, you say, gosh, I really need something new to work with. And you're like, oh, wait a minute, I can design that and, you know, make it. And, okay, let's do that. So, you know, that's kind of how we approach the design aspect of what is it that we need to add to the line. Well, what have we been needing when we've been working for classes or, you know, doing projects for classes or make and takes or any of the different promotional things that we do? What is it that we're missing in our line and what do we need to add? So that's kind of how we approach our new products. And so we've got quite a wish list of the next 7 or 8 lines we want to do. 2 of those I know we're going to do 2 new lines for sure for CHA. We can squeeze a couple more in, we will, but I know for sure we're going to do 2. So.
Very cool. Well, that's got to be really useful to have all that the continual feedback when you do classes and make and takes and you're actually out there in the public with the people that are using the products and getting the feedback from them and paying attention when they say, you know, we could really use this.
Right. And that's actually why we like to do so many make and takes here in our local area. It's a little more difficult in the areas outside of the Portland metropolitan area, but we like to have the interaction with the consumer because we don't see them every day since we're only talking to the store owners or the managers or customers. And so it's nice to be able to get that feedback directly from the consumer. And you know, if they sit down and start making comments, I start asking questions, and I just start, you know, well, what is it that you're looking for? Why is it that you love this? Why is it that you don't love that?
Mm-hmm.
I really, you know, most people are more than willing to give feedback on things and give their opinions, so it's really great to hear that feedback from the consumer end, just to know what it is they're thinking and what it is about certain products that just totally caught their eye and stuff. So, yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I thank you very much for taking the time out of your obviously very busy business to chat with us and just give a little look-see into the backstory of Boxer and everything that you've got going on and some of the things that we can look forward to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it was good to talk to you. We should do this more often. All right. Well, good luck at the show, and we will be keeping an eye out for Boxer stuff.
Great.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You can find Boxer Scrapbook products on their website at www.boxerscrapbooks.com. Well, that about wraps up the first episode of Holy Scrap, the scrapbooking podcast. An overall success, I would have to say. So, you'll have to let me know what you think. Please email your comments to Angie@onescrappysite.com or leave them on my blog at angiepeterson.typepad.com. And let me know what you think of this first episode and what you'd like to see in future episodes. For now, I will leave you with these words of wisdom. If you aren't going to take the time to scrap yourself, at least scrap something. Bye-bye.